corners of eternity. I've learned more through my ears than my eyes. I remember a college music class with images of yellow robed priests on the ground holding their heads, music oozing from their ears. Those priests were smitten by the ecstatic in sound, a mystical tone driving them down into muted dust. The world is made and unmade in vibrations of sound. Our lives are made of vibrations heard or unheard, a fact poets knew and voiced long before quantum thought. Heard melodies are sweet, but those unheard are sweeter, therefore ye soft pipes play on, not to the sensual ear, but more endeared, pipe to the spirit ditties of no tone. In Hawaii, my freediving instructor offered advice. Swim like liquid through liquid, he said. I buckled a weight belt and descended 60 feet to where sleepy-eyed dolphins close enough to touch glided past, their slow clicks and sonic vibrations shepherding every arc of fin and tail, their sweeter melodies unheard by me. I recognized some of their sound, like a muted trombone on jazz, so I hummed, dolphins twisted, and all three of my minds buzzed on high alert and low oxygen. I wanted to change colors with the octopus. I wanted to trim downward. I wanted to stay, but my lungs screamed for air. I rose. Miles out, the humpback sang. I gulped air and went down again, not as deep the second time. Where my cochlea caught the stereo sound and humpback aria arranged maps in my head, the ecstatic tumbled out of my ears as sonic clicks and squeals of dolphin acoustahoo melted with whale song, entering and jangling around my skull, sparkling brain cells and synapses. The whale song's mystery struck its crescendo. Most of it's unheard. Some of it came to me as a gentle call from deep in the Pacific, its vibration more intelligent than intellect, more spiritual than spirit, capable of making priests wallow in dust and seekers swim out of their minds. Humpback acoustahoo remained deep in my body, where sacred sounds reside. And then a feeling of awful peace and quiet came. For a long time then, it was this if I had happened to the nearest corner of eternity.